Very quick bond daf. I think it's very probably for the election today. Today is a hashnacha. Nothing happens without hashkacha. Today's daf is the end of the sugya of Rashbi. Rashbi of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He went to the cave for 13 years. He was malshin on the government. He said that everything the government does, they do for their own benefit. And when the government, the Romans, heard about this, that he spoke, he was not did not speak nicely about the government, they wanted to kill him. So he had no choice but to run away. He had hidden his son, him and Eliezer, in the cave for 12 years. And they learned Torah nonstop. After 12 years, they came out and they saw people working. And they said, "You work? You have to be in Kollel. How can you go to work?" And Hashem said, "Go back to your cave. Go back to the cave. You're not in the real world. People have to go to work." After he went back for one more year, he said, "It's Gehenim. Gehenim is only for 12 months. Gehenim is over. I can come out." And then he learned his lesson, and then he was able to deal with the world. He was able to sanctify the world in Al Derech HaTeva. What did he do? The Gemara says, "I want to be like Yaakov in what?
What are we dealing with again?
Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai." Now, by the way, this is Daf Lamed. This his mice takes place in Daf Lamed Gimel, going into Daf Lamed Dalet. So it's Lamed Gimel, Yimsech Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, Lag BaOmer, Lamed Gimel, and goes into Daf Lamed Dalet, because really the Masechta begins Daf Beis. So the true Daf Lamed Gimel is Daf Lamed Dalet. But it's also Lamed Gimel, because the page is Lamed Gimel. So you get them both. The Gemara spans two Daf. Lamed Gimel to Lamed Dalet, and also it's the 33rd time his name appears since the beginning of Shas. The 33rd time, if you make a precise calculation from the Masechta Brachos all the way into Masechta Shabbos, it's the 33rd time he appears. A lot of special hashkacha about a Jew's relationship to government, because this whole thing started when there was a discussion among the three Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. Is it proper to give praise to a guy? Should we praise a guy? Rabbi Yehuda says yes, we should praise the guy. Rabbi Yossi was silent, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, there's nothing to give them praise for. And that whole story comes here to Daf Lamed Aleph. And what happened at the very end of the story? He said, "Since a miracle, I've been the benefit of a miracle. I want to do something good for society. I want to be like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, when he came, Vayichan Sham Pnehu Ir. When Yaakov Avinu he came to a city, he instituted a matbea. He fixed the economy. He established Merchat Sois, and it was Shavakim. I also want to do something good." So what did he do good? So it's very strange. He said there was a road for the Kohanim. The Kohanim would travel on a road, and there was Tumah, there was a mace somewhere buried on that road, and he used his special powers to figure out where the mace was in order to make it easy for the Kohanim to travel on this road. The Isluhut Sa'ara La Kohanim. The Kohanim have pain. La Fuge, to travel on this road. Omar, so he said, "Let me figure out a solution how to make this road easy for the Kohanim to travel on the road." The question is, what's he doing? What's the big deal? And all the things you could do for society, this road, so the Kohanim will walk or take another road. How many Kohanim already are there? Why Yaakov Avinu, he established a matbea. He introduced the concept of currency. Yaakov established bathhouses. Yaakov Avinu established markets. Yaakov Avinu did big things. He built a society. Here, I'm going to do something good for the world. I'm going to take away tumah from a road. What's going on? So the answer is, I saw this in the Sefer Nitzotzei Hashas. The basic idea is there. It has to be developed a little bit more. But the basic idea is that a kohen is a teacher. Kohanim are the teachers of Klal Yisrael. They're like the Rabbanim, the Rabbeim. The greatest thing that you can do for society is to let the Rabbanim, let the Mechanchim, the Gedolei Yisrael, do their job. When people are always putting stumbling blocks and making it difficult for someone to do their job, to teach you and to guide you in the Derech Hashem, that's a terrible thing. If you'll just make it easy for them to do their job, then everything in society will fit into place. The Kohanim are the teachers. The teachers, they can't travel on the road because they're too much. What it represents is, they can't do their job. The Kohanim, V'haydatem lohem es haderech Asher Yelchuba. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, make a leader. We need a new leader, Yahshua. What's the role of a leader? The role of a leader is to make it known the Derech Asher Yelchuba. Here are the Kohanim. These are the people, the teachers, the guides, the Rabbanim, the Mechanchim, the Madrichim of Klal Yisrael. They have a Derech to teach Klal Yisrael. And they can't tell Klal Yisrael the Derech to travel because the Derech is Tomei. Rashbi, what he did for society was he took away the impediments off the road to allow what?
The roadblocks.
Now the Mechanchim can do their job. And when the Mechanchim can do their job, Mimela, they can get Klal Yisrael where they need to go, where they need to be at. This is the greatest accomplishment you can do for society, is to let people do what they're supposed to do. Let people help themselves, not to do for people. Let people do their job. If they'll do their job, Mimela, everything will fall into place. In the bigger picture of things, the entire Klal Yisrael is called Mamleches Kohanim. V'atem tihi yunli Mamleches Kohanim v'goy kadosh. The relation between Klal Yisrael and the Umos Olam is really hidden in the relation between the Kohanim and the Yisraelim. Klal Yisrael for the world are teachers, guides. The greatest thing the leaders of the free world can do is to make it easy for Klal Yisrael. Let Klal Yisrael do their role to bring about the awareness, the enlightenment about Kaddish Baruch Hu, that Kaddish Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael should be an Or La'amim. This is the tafkid of a manik. A manik is, let the people do what they're supposed to do. Get the roadblocks off. Get the impediments out of the road. What?
Get the government off our back.
So I'm not going very too deep for me. You're already going into a... But the idea is here, and this is, everything is, nothing happens by hashkacha. Today is a big day. You can't deny it's not a big day. One way or another, whatever it's going to be, is going to be. But it's a big day. In retrospect, you look back on this day and say big things happen on this day, whatever it is. And what's the first words of today's daf? The whole cloud is learning daf yomi. The isluhu tsaru lo kohanim lafuke. The kohanim have tsar in traveling on the derech. What's the Kohanim? Klal Yisrael. The atem tihi yunli mamleches Kohanim. Klal Yisrael are traveling on the Derech Hashem. They have tsar. They can't go. We need a leader to let Klal Yisrael get where they need to be. That's the tafkid of a manik, and hopefully, Meretz Hashem, we should be zoicha that we should have a melech hogun, and we should have zechusim as well.